This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. And now we'll hear the comments of ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz. And on this month's feature, his thoughts on a very popular petroleum-based material that is widely used around the world.
In the movie The Graduate, Mr. McGuire had one word for Dustin Hoffman. Plastics, he said. There's a great future in plastics. Indeed, cheap, durable, disposable plastics have become so prevalent in our lives that it's hard to imagine a world without them. And from a global plastic production of just over 1 million tons in 1950, over 350 million tons were produced globally in 2019. And global plastic production is predicted to quadruple by 2050. Unfortunately, what makes plastic so useful is what makes it a real problem for the environment. Plastic bottles, for example, can take 450 years to decompose. And even when plastic breaks down, it doesn't go away, it just persists, potentially forever, as microplastics. A recent headline in National Geographic stated the plastic problem succinctly. It said, "We've made plastic, we've become dependent on it, and now we're drowning in it." Of course, plastic in the ocean gets the most media attention. Pictures of plastic-covered beaches, videos of turtles tangled in nylon fishing nets, news reports of beached whales with bellies full of garbage bags. And maybe you've heard this statistic, that there may be more plastic by weight than fish in the ocean by 2050. Obviously, bad news for Red Lobster fans. And even our plastic from the Midwest has contributed to the ocean plastic problem because American recycling companies have been selling plastic to processors in Asia for decades. Which brings us to the myth of plastic recycling. In the United States, less than 10% of discarded plastic is recycled. And it's not even because we're not trying necessarily, it's because most plastic is just not recyclable. And there's almost no market for the small fraction that is. Regarding the dangers of exposure to the chemicals in plastic, the endocrine disrupting chemicals like BPA are the best known, and exposure to phthalates has been shown to affect the physical development of young boys. Of course, we're eating and inhaling microplastics too, which can't be a good thing. But don't worry, nothing to see here. Keep buying plastic, say the big oil companies, for whom plastic production is the biggest growth market these days. Of course, the big take-home point of this essay is that we have to reduce our plastic consumption because we can't recycle our way out of the problem. Because essentially all the plastic that has ever been made is still around. Let that sink in. The good news? Well, there are smart young people thinking about the plastic problem, and that's always a source of hope for me. And my grandparents essentially grew up in a plastic-free world, so plastic-free is doable. My mother once asked me how much is enough when it comes to these kinds of proposed lifestyle changes. And I told her some version of, start where you're at, no matter where you're at, and keep moving in the right direction. And I think that's still good advice, because we're all works in progress, and we're all in this together, and we are drowning in plastic.
The comments of ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz. These monthly nature features are written and voiced by Dr. Baltz. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.